Kevin.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Now, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting live 2 hours this morning from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website, and there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. And on Genesis, Genesis Communications Network podcasts are absolutely free. So if you want to share something that you've heard on Genesis Communications Network, you may. Just go to USAprepares.com and click on Listen to Vincent, GCN, and you will be able to send or share that podcast with your friends and family. And converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and for those of you new to the class, there are over 150 of us here at USAprepares.com. And our instructors are experts in various areas: dentists, physicists, innovators, medical doctors, engineers, farmers, surgeons, and students rising to become instructors. And over the next few weeks, you're going to meet even more of us. Dave is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And today, Survival Economics with Frank Underhill. By the way, meet up tonight at Ziggy's. And I'm going to be on stage, and I'm going to be talking about preparedness. What works and what does not work. And I'm going to be talking about some lighting that I'm going to be installing at the farmhouse, in the kitchen, in the great room, everywhere in the house. I'm going to provide about 200 feet of lighting for the farmhouse. All 12 volts, easily solar powered, and it's going to cost about $150 total. We'll talk about that tonight. 5:30, Ziggy's. Information will be on the website after the first commercial break. With us today is Frank Underhill. He's the CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com, Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Frank. You know, I was talking over the weekend to one of our instructors, and he said, we were talking about ammunition. Man, oh, man. I remember buying milk cartons of ammunition at the Chinese factory outlet, some people call it Walmart, for $7.97 years ago. And they were 550 rounds of Federal Hollow Point 22 long rifle rounds. $7.97 for 550 rounds, and they were packaged in a milk carton style box. And I remember paying all the way up to about $17.95. About a year ago, maybe even a little less. I heard that they sold over the last week in a case of 10 boxes for $1,200. That means $120 per box of 550 rounds of 22 ammunition. Absolutely out of control. What do you think?
Well, it shows you what the shortage is, and there's a big concern and of stockpiles where, like I know, like I said a couple programs ago, you go by the store by my place just off Tropicana, they have empty shelves there, literally.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they have the same thing here. There's plenty of space to stock the shelves. It's just no stock
on the shows. However, Vincent, if I could just say, they still have ammunition that they rent. When you rent a handgun to tourists, they have ammunition for those people, though.
Really? Well, how much do they rent? What is the rental price of a handgun plus ammunition?
The handgun, I think, is like $30, and the ammunition for 6 bullets, they'll charge you like $20.
Whoa. Six cartridges for $20?
Yeah. I'm not exact on that, but it was like outrageous.
But let me see if I've got this right. So to squeeze the trigger, it would be $30 plus. Are you talking about like $10 a shot?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow. I'm absolutely shocked. I was really upset. I was talking to one of our students. I was really upset when she told me that she had to pay $10 for 50 rounds of .22 long rifle about a week ago at the meetup. I couldn't believe it. I mean, those were 89 cents. I mean, I still have a few boxes lying around that are still marked 89 cents. And now they're $10. Well, actually, that'd be $10. Unbelievable.
And mind you, that was .44 caliber ammo.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little more expensive, but it's still not $10 a shot. More like one, it used to be maybe 70 cents a shot. Wow. Wow.
So they have ammunition for those people.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're willing to spend $10 a shot, I mean, what's $1,000 worth of, for an afternoon's fun? I mean, that's probably, for some people, it's probably insignificant.
And if you rent a machine gun or an assault rifle, it's even more. And, Vincent, I just want to say that you look inside that room without adding, slander, it almost looks like an accident waiting to happen in there. You know, people are waving these things around, and even though they have, like, a firearms instructor in each stall, you always see him gesturing, putting his hand out, don't point it there, keep it downrange. It just looks like heavy-duty babysitting.
Wow. Well, I remember when you and I were at the machine gun shoot in Nevada, that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun.
Well, you said there was a record-breaking .22 ammunition shoot-off there, I think. You went through how many skids of ammo there?
Yeah, the guy that put on the shoot, Gene Kelly, Gene Machine Gun Kelly, he's a friend of the freeze-dry guy, and he put on the annual gun stock festival, and I think they went through a lot of ammunition. And 50 caliber, I can't imagine what it would cost today to shoot as much 50 caliber machine gun ammunition as we shot. Probably a couple $100,000, I would think, in today's prices. It was really, really wild. Well, Frank, sell one what?
A 50 caliber machine gun.
I don't know. You can buy them. They're certainly legal to buy if you have your Class 3 federal firearms license. You can buy one. You can buy a machine gun. You can buy an Uzi. You can buy automatic weapons. It's legal. It's just that you have to pay. I'm sorry. Excuse me. You have to pay a tax. You just have to pay a tax. It's about $200 per item tax. You can do that. You absolutely can.
Here, if you bought a French-made Uzi, mini Uzi, they want like $4,500 for one.
Well, that makes sense. It makes sense with...
That's right.
Well, because the times are absolutely crazy. People are really concerned. As a matter of fact, I was reading an article last night on the Internet, and it started out shock poll. And it said more people are afraid of their government. That would be the United States of America's government than they are of terrorists. Now, who would be more afraid of the government than terrorists? Well, that would be me. I'm absolutely more afraid of our government than of terrorists. I can't, Frank, have you looked at Google Earth? Have you looked at your property on Google Earth?
I'm found out everywhere on that Google Earth. My business, previous addresses, current, everything. It's startling, but that's what happens when you're a law-abiding citizen. Your whole life is out on in cyberspace, basically, and it's alarming.
Yeah, Frank, I wanted to tell you, I was on Google Earth, and I was looking down at your house, and I wanted to let you know that there's a gum wrapper on your driveway. You might want to clean that up.
I will. Thank you, Vincent. Vincent, before we go carry on, what I found most intriguing was there was a Strum Ruger 22 pistol with a silencer.
Yeah.
And I think that was more thrilling than any machine gun.
And you shot it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
with a long silencer, it almost feels like you're James Bond or something. It's really like you don't even feel it go off. You hear this like poof, poof, you know, like.
Right, right. Well, you know, a firearm when it goes off makes I think three sounds. One sound is the explosion of the round. And the next sound it makes is the if the projectile is going faster than the speed of sound, there's a crack that's emitted when the projectile breaks the sound barrier, which is around 1,100 feet per second. And then the third sound is the sound of the action, meaning let's say there's a slide, let's say it's a semi-automatic, the action moving back makes a sound. So there's three sounds. Now, if you have a projectile that is faster than the speed of sound, there's no way to stop that crack. But if it's moving slower than the speed of sound, then you only have two sounds to deal with. One is the action, and the other is the explosion. And the explosion, you can muffle that with the silencer. So that's what you heard. You just heard a slower than the speed of sound projectile. And that's what they use. As a matter of fact, and did you say it was a 22?
Yeah, 22 Ruger, and it was like $5,000 for that piece.
Yeah. Pretty neat for plinking out in the backyard if you live in a place where you might disturb your neighbors. As a matter of fact, our neighbors were blasting away yesterday, Sunday, about a mile from our house. You could hear them blasting away with some 40 caliber. You could hear them blasting away with some 9mm, 38 special, and shotgun. They're practicing. Sounds like they're getting ready. Sounds like they're getting ready in case they need to know how to discharge their weapons quickly. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to talk about some articles on the website. We're going to talk about some financial information that you need to know. Gold, silver, what's happening, and prices. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dried Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations. illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with us. And, Frank, I want to share a couple of articles with you on the news. One of them is mad cow disease. Now, let me bring this over to the other screen. Back in 1989, mad cow disease was a real concern, and it's a wasting away of the brain. It's also known as Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, VCJD. And it looks like that there are about 30,000 in the United Kingdom. Britons are carrying this brain-wasting disease in a dormant form. It's double the previous estimate. And so in order to, back in 1989, in order to prevent this fear of catching this disease and dying of this horrendous death, millions of cows were slaughtered. And they found out that the fear of catching this disease from cows was unfounded. However, so they killed all these cows. I'm so glad they didn't come to my farm. It would have been not a good day. So sometimes you have to wonder what's going on with the governments when they want to take your property and steal your property and kill your animals and so forth. But they believe that it was because of cows eating cows and the kinds of foods that we feed our animals. Now, if we fed our animals just what they would normally eat, I don't think we would have these problems. For example, our cows, we don't feed our cows anything other than grass. That's what they were made to eat. We don't feed them corn. would just feed them grass. As a matter of fact, my son made some beef jerky over the weekend, and it is the leanest beef jerky because I would say the beef that he used was from our farm, grass-fed, probably 5% fat at the most. So that's an article on the website. I'm concerned about mad cow disease, and I don't have all the information, but I think you should take a look at it. I'm going to post it in a few minutes on the website. But it looks like the Britons are now concerned about having as many as 1,000 people die from transfusions in British hospitals. That's a concern, right?
That's a concern. And, you know, here and in Canada or around the rest of the world, these risks are always inherent and they are always out there. And no matter what kind of safeguards you take, by chance, you know, someone is bound to get one of these ailments. Now that mad cow, I completely agree. You know, I was around in those days and I think it was completely overblown. And imagine if they just would have had a blood test you could give a cow that would say if this virus or germ is present in it. Mm-hmm. Think of all they would have saved.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, there are quarantines in Missouri for different diseases that cows get, and I'll tell you, you have to really be careful because the government. And first of all, you need to make sure your herd is clean of these diseases, but you don't want to mix your herds with other herds which could have diseases. So we're really, really careful to make sure that other cows don't get on our farm, and we just don't let neighbors pasture their cows on our farm because we have no idea how they treat their cows. But our cows are in great shape. But can you imagine having 100 head of cows, you know, worth let's say $1,600 a piece, and the government saying, here's the sign now, you can't go in here and we're going to kill your cows. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine
it? Startling. It'll bankrupt you.
Well, I mean, yeah, and how long does it take to start your herd again? About 30 months. 30 months. So not only would you be out of all the money that you've invested in the feed and the fertilizer and the mineral supplements that you give your cows, and we do give mineral supplements. Other than that, we don't do anything other than give them grass. But what I'm saying is, can you imagine losing your herd and then not having anything to sell for another 30 months and having to replace the stock? What a wipeout that would be. And it's happening to farmers right here in Virginia and Missouri. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best
best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the heat,
you're
gonna slip for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank Underhill and I are talking about what's happening in the world. And I was looking at the gold and silver prices. Frank, gold right now, $1,467. Silver, $24.31. Now, I was talking to one of our instructors over the weekend, and he said, yeah, silver's around $24 an ounce, but you can't get it. It's not available. No one is willing to sell it at $24 an ounce. I don't blame them. Why would they? And he said, what's happening is the premium now on silver, 1 ounce of silver, is about $5. So you take $24, 31 cents, at $5 premium, and you're up to between $29 and $30 an ounce. What are your thoughts?
Well, it says that these metal dealers, coin dealers, cannot just simply afford to give it away. Those $5 premiums are very easy to absorb when you have $30, $40, dollar silver. It makes up for a small percentage. But when you have the silver trading in the low 20s, that $5 premium is all of a sudden amplified. But you have to remember, your purchasers, there is a service being done. They buy it, they do work, and they deliver it. And for that reason, people are saying, well, there's not a whole lot of it. Yeah, I speak to coin dealers occasionally, and there's just simply no inventory, very little inventory. And I think, like what you said, they'll buy it. But if you want to buy it, you'll have a harder time getting it. I think delivery times are a bit longer.
They are. And
go ahead.
It is harder to buy it to buy it on the market. And what's happening is people who own it and want to or were considering selling it have stopped considering selling it back to dealers because they're not willing to sell it for $24.31 an ounce. They're not willing to do that. And I don't blame them. I'm not selling it. I wouldn't even consider selling it for $24 an ounce. It makes no sense.
And I could say the same are for the miners. Anyone selling, I'd basically say it's giving it away. And incidentally, the president of Agnico Eagle, Sean Boyd, predicts gold could probably go back as high as $1,800. And he's putting a couple of mines on production over there. They had problems with the reopening sooner than expected, than scheduled. But, they're very bullish, and you're looking at mining financing right now. Liberty Insurance made an investment in Pretium. So there is money flowing into these. And, when you had, when Goldman Sachs, put out the sell recommendation on gold, well, now they've taken that recommendation completely off the table. So I think gold is basically settling out here, and I think people will start to see be a little bit more fluid. And even despite when gold was dropping at a big precipitous rate, you had a lot of factors in the Cyprus. Are they selling or not? Margin selling, raising margin requirements on metals. Just so much negativity in such a very short period of time. And I think when people enter this spectrum of investing in physical or paper, you have to go with duration. And are you flipping a house or are you buying a house for income or to rent out? And I think generally I'm more of a long-term player because long-term players can wait out really any downturn. And I think that gold, should do better, and it there's no reason why it should not. We still have the high deficits. We're a country running on sequestration still. Europe is still a basket case. Asia is slow. Really, nothing has changed from today to from 2011, basically.
Yeah. We were talking with one of our instructors, and one of his comments was that there were several people who bought silver about $4 or $5 higher than it is right now. And initially they panicked. It's like, whoa, what happened? And I think he explained it the way I explained it on the air. The idea is to manipulate it out of the hands of those who might be weak and just get it out of their hands and get it back into the system, if you will. And it seems to me that it's crazy to turn it over, because all of this has happened before. All of the precious metals went down in price just before the collapse, and it was replaced. The weak hands turned over the physical gold, the physical silver, and they traded it for paper notes. and then the notes became worth less and less by the minute. I'm talking about hyperinflation. So just prior to hyperinflation, history tells us that paper notes will drive out the good money. The bad money will drive out the good money, and then the collapse happens. And, Frank, I wanted to share this with you. I've been talking to a lot of our instructors and a lot of people who are in the preparedness aisle, if you will. Here's what they're doing. They are, you know, before it was, let's help others, let's help others, let's help others, because, you know, they need our help and we have time and we can share them. They're doing less of that now. They're doing less of the helping others. They're now more worried about their own families. And they want to make sure that they are prepared. And they're doing that at the expense of teaching others. And I'm seeing it more and more every day. And in addition to that, what I'm seeing is there are more and more people who are not paying attention at all. They have no clue as to what's happening. There are more of them. They are in denial. They do not want to see it. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to talk about it. They're not interested in learning about it. And then those who are able to teach, those who have no clue, are saying, forget it. I've got to worry about me. Those guys aren't paying attention. So forget them. That's what's happening, Frank. Are you seeing any signs of that, or is it just me?
Well, in the Christian community, I see a lot of coming together, but outside that, you know, really not. You know, I was at a study group on over the weekend, and the same sentiment is Vincent, I don't know why you brought this up, but this is exactly what we were talking about on the weekend. And you know, we're just a group of people. We bring in, you know, they earn the coffee, and I bring the donuts, and someone brings presents, and we just, you know, read our whatever we're reading. I don't want to get into a spiritual topic with your listeners or with you or anyone here, but that is what we were saying. Is this a bad thing that's happening to us? Because, like, are we being selfish? Or are we just being wising up? Or really, what's the point? It is a very difficult dilemma to solve, because, you know, we do come from an area where, you know, help your neighbor. No question about it.
Yeah.
But how big is your neighborhood?
Well, we talked about that. We did a broadcast about that on the afternoon last Friday. And Paulette Winotka was with us. And what I was saying is, you know, let's say there's four people in a family. And I was talking about the burn rate of food. And what I said was, let's say the average person opens his or her refrigerator after work and says, there's nothing to eat. How often does that happen? That's pretty often, right? Nothing to eat. And they look in the cabinet, there's nothing to eat. So how did that happen, that there's nothing to eat? Well, sometimes it's economics. Other times it's poor planning. So here's what I said. Okay, so let's say we were just going to eat a can of vegetables. And they come in green beans, they come in corn, and they come in baked beans. So typically, I mean, those are the three big ones that are on sale. So you can buy them two for a dollar right now. So you can buy two cans of green beans, two cans of corn, two cans of baked beans for a dollar. So if they're two for a dollar, how many would a person buy? Probably two. Well, why not buy four? Forget that. Why not buy a case of them? That'd be 12. Forget that. Why not buy 12 cases of them, 144 cans? All right, and here's the whole point. Let's say the power goes out. Let's say, like it did here in Missouri, power went out for 11 days. There was no commerce. There was an ice storm. You couldn't drive, and there were no transactions. Nobody could get to work in order to turn on the cash register, even if there were power, but there wasn't any power. So here we are. We're at home, and we say, well, there's four of us, so let's each eat one can. Let's start with corn. Let's have corn for breakfast. So we each have one can of corn. That's only 15 and a half ounces, 15 and a quarter ounces of corn. Not very much. And then each one of us has, now the big meal would be lunch, baked beans. So we have our maximum protein for lunch. So we each have a can of baked beans. I'm sorry, yeah, baked beans. And this would be cold, right, because our electric stove's not working. And then we could open them because we have a manual can opener. And then for dinner, we have green beans. So as four of us, we have just consumed one whole case of food, one case of cans. Now, at that rate, we'd be burning seven cases of canned vegetables, if that's the way we ate, in a week. But what about, that's for four of us. Now, what about, let's say, a person's parents and a brother and a sister of yours? That'd be four more people. And then what about your wife's parents and her brother and sister? That'd be four more people. Now, that's 12 people. That's three cases a day. Is that incredible?
It goes fast. People have food in their pantry, and you're surprised how quick it goes. But, yeah, it is incredible. I never thought of it like that.
Well, here, let's extrapolate this even farther. Our afternoon producer, Gary Williams, said, could he come to our house if he brought his own food? So the answer is sure. And I'll tell you what happened next in this very simple arithmetic model. You will be shocked. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Got
a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So on Friday, I was talking with Paulette Winatka, USAPrepares.com instructor, and we were discussing the burn rate of food. We're talking about preparedness, and I mentioned that, you know, we'd start out with four of us, and by the time we were done, by the time we added my wife's family and just her mother and father if they were alive, and brothers and sisters, just a couple, we'd be burning about 36 cans of food a day if we just had a can of corn, a can of green beans, and a can of baked beans. One can per person per meal. And we'd be burning, by the time we were done, 36 cans a day. So Gary Williams asked if he could, he's our afternoon producer, he asked if he could come, you know, if he brought his own food, could he come to our place because he lives in the city. And we were talking about it, and by the time he was done with us, you know, as well, it's just Gary and his wife. And then they'd like to bring their two grandchildren. Then he'd like to bring his two, Gary's two children, and then their wives. And he had a couple of neighbors he really loves, and they could use our help, too. By the time he was done with us, it was 60 more cans of food a day. The burn rate at that time was 96 cans of food a day. 96 cans of food a day. Almost 100 cans of food a day. And that's what we're talking about. Now, that's almost 700 cans of food a week. Who has it? Who has that much food? I'll bet you if you went to any of your supermarkets, you couldn't load your shopping cart with 700 cans of equally split between corn, green beans, and baked beans. You couldn't get a week's worth. What do you think, Frank?
Well, I'm not surprised. You know, when people are nervous, they good question, Vincent. Yeah. I don't have a straight answer.
Well, here, the whole point is the burn rate is so much faster than we think it is. It really is. And here was and this afternoon's broadcast ought to be
pretty
interesting.
Like, I'd get nervous if people were in my house eating me out of my home. And
Yeah. And so you're in your house and you're sitting at the kitchen table and all of a sudden, you know, your brother-in-law walks over and he walks to the pantry and says, shoot, I think I'll have, you know, I was really kind of hungry for lunch. You know, it's a couple hours later. So I think I'll have a can of corn to supplement my can of beans. And you go, whoa, that's dinner. You can't have that. Or that's tomorrow's breakfast. You can't have that. And so then what you're going to need is you're going to need a sergeant in charge of the pantry. And then you're going to need another sergeant in charge of cooking because there will be portions. And you just can't eat as much as you want whenever the heck you want, like we do right now, right? You can't do that because we don't know when this ice storm is going to be over. We don't know. We just don't know. We don't know when the electricity is going to come on, if it's going to come on. It's unbelievable.
You know, Vincent, I go to a buffet at any place here, whether it's a low-end place or a high-end place. You go to the buffet, and the eating habits are the same. They load up on their plates. They go through one or to some hefty people there or skinny or whatnot. But when the third plate comes, it's just as loaded down with food as the first plate. The lady comes around, just throwing all that stuff in the garbage.
You're talking about extreme waste.
Yeah, and I just want your listeners to know. And you know, I'm not a buffet person per se. I don't. Those are the last places where you'll see me. But when I do go, you know, I like to have like a small, you know, slice of rib, prime rib, and some mashed potato and. And some asparagus, and, you know, I don't overindulge, and, you know, I eat just enough to... But, yeah, it's just horrific. What would these people
you're referring to the waste and what's going to happen on the other end when supplies are short and we have the habit of just wasting. On the other side of the top of the hour...
Where that can of beans would look like a king's dinner, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, on the other side, let's talk about why silver's lacking, technical rebound in gold, what's going on with Europe, and the gold bearers, and insurance, and housing prices. We'll be right back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.